So now that got a few weeks since the playoff loss and kind of a lot of other administrative things that you're doing, but how do you assess the season as a whole?
You know what? First of all, you know, I don't want to sound too negative or anything like that about it, but you know, I felt like we let a couple games slip through our fingers that we probably shouldn't have. You know, I really think another shot we would have been able to beat in Fallon. That Elko game still stands out. That one was a hard loss. You know, I'd like to play that game again. You know, I think we're better than both of those teams, and we could have beaten them. But, you know, those other games like Spring Creek, and we hung with them for a while. You know, we just didn't have answers for a couple of those key players that they had, like that number four, that big receiver out there, you know. We don't have a real good answer for him, you know. So I thought on those respects, even though the game ended up a little lopsided, you know, we played with them for that first half and everything. You know, I thought our kids did play pretty hard, you know, and they played, you know, not consistent, but you saw flashes of really good things that we can do. So a little disappointed. I thought we should have had at least a couple more wins. But then those other ones had some pretty good kids.
Uh-huh.
You know, there were some pretty good kids there.
There was some pretty good football in the league this year.
It was very tough. The league, even though you still had a few of those upper teams and then the lower teams, I tell you what, though, this league is a tough league. I mean, even the teams that were down near the bottom there, you know, you don't overlook. You don't, you know, take that weekend off or anything like that because it can come back and get you, you know, because there are some solid teams around here. So it's very competitive league right now.
How much did you feel like your team improved from the beginning of the year to the end?
We made big strides, especially like in our option game. We made big strides on different things that we can do in it, how we read things, you know, some calls that we can make to take advantage of certain things. And a lot of that came from Coach Eddie Martin, you know, who actually played at Navy. He was he was pretty instrumental in showing me, you know, some things that we can do and that we can incorporate, you know, or some things to make our option game better. And, you know, I'd like to keep that guy around, but unfortunately I don't think that's going to happen. But, you know, and then, you know, my other coaches too, they all work hard. A lot of them are busy now coaching the next sport. I'm the one that gets some time off right now, but they're off busy coaching wrestling, basketball, whatever, and they did a great job too. Big time commitment. I think we might be losing a few of them though. You know, not going to be back. So I know like Coach Stone, his wife's applying for grad school, so they may be moving. So got to take a look. Got to figure out what our staff's, where it sits, and might be out looking for some more coaches.
How about some of your player development over the season? Did you see a lot of your young guys or your first-time varsity players improve a lot as the season went on?
You know, I think the group that I really saw a lot of improvement on was our JV squad. You know, they went into that, or they came out of their freshman season, I think they had two wins, eight losses or something like that. And then the season that they had this year, I think they were 8-2. They just reversed it. And, you know, that was tremendous. And a lot of that, you know, that's credit to those kids. You know, they wanted to learn, and they did learn. And the coaches, our JV coaches, did an excellent job with them and what they were doing. And they kept it simple, and I think they got that stuff taught. And, you know, it was good to see the huge improvement that they made. Now, with the challenge to them, it's got to be is you got to keep improving, you know, and that's where a lot of high school kids, that's what they don't do sometimes, is you got to improve for all 4 years in high school. And I don't know if, sometimes that doesn't happen. So that's going to be the challenge for those JV kids, mainly those sophomore kids. Can you continue to improve for the next 2 years? And that's what we need to see. The varsity kids, yeah, I think they did see some improvement in there. Like I said, the way we ran some things, you know, I think we were definitely better at the end of the year than we were at the beginning of the year. That playoff game, was a little frustrating, you know, because of the injury. You know, we did lose Zach right at the beginning of the game. I think
second
play of the game. So, you know, we really didn't get a chance to run the things that we were going to that we were working on all week for him. And we were able to hang with him for a little bit for that first half anyway. And I think if we would have been 100%, I don't know if we would have won the game, but I really think we would have been ahead at half. So,
yeah, you had two good scoring chances at the end of the first half, and if you scored on at least one of those, it's a different game. You know, who knows, the second half might have gone exactly the same way. You never know, but the score would have been a lot different at the time.
You saw how tired we were getting, though. That's one thing that we are going to concentrate on next year, though, is we're not going to back off from conditioning. I felt like I did that this year. I backed off on conditioning, and well, that's not going to happen again. You know, you pay the price when you go up to that higher elevation when you start doing that kind of stuff. So, and that was a reminder to me. So we're going to be working harder on conditioning next year.
You have a lot of players that play a lot. You mentioned guys that are wrestling or playing basketball now, and then in the spring they'll be playing baseball or
track. Yeah.
So how much time do you get with your guys in the rest of is it just you got to wait until school ends in the summer, or do you get any time to do any football activities during the rest of the year?
No, we really don't get to do much football wise with them. I mean, we push our kids to go out and play other sports, you know. And we kind of rely on those other sports to help us out by teaching skills, by teaching them how to compete, by, you know, working on things like foot quickness and running ability and all that kind of stuff. It just, they need to play other sports. So that's, we really won't be able to touch them again until the end of the year, end of the school year.
What about weight room work?
Well, we have weight training classes. And, you know, we get them in there, but we lift at least 3, maybe 4 days a week. So we work on the strength part all year long. You know, we don't have any off time there. We work on strength all year round, but we don't get to work on just the football stuff, which would be nice. You know, I may have my quarterback in one class and receivers in different periods, you know, so they're all scattered throughout the day. And I don't even have all the football kids. They might be in Mr. Rogers' class, too. But at least we're working on strength.
So what other kind of things do you as a coach do related to football that don't involve the players? And you have a lot going on during the off season that you have to take care of as a coach.
Oh, in the off season? Well, I'm just finally getting done. Like I was telling you earlier, we did equipment check-in. I got about 3 young men that I still need to run down and get their gear from. We do equipment inventory. We gather all that stuff together, and then I've been working on thank you cards. I've been working on getting registered for clinics. There's a couple clinics we'll go hit there in Reno. Start looking at other clinics. Get the DVR ready at home. Bowl games are coming up, so there's always a few games you gotta film or copy and watch those later, and you might be able to pick up a route, you know, or something that goes along with you. So I try to watch some of that kind of stuff, especially the teams that play our type of football. Like I said, start getting ready for clinics. Little bit of family time. You know, now I get to spend some more family time with my kids and stuff right now. But by the end of February, we'll start gearing up again, and we'll start diving into the playbooks. I know... depending on what Coach Eddie's schedule is, I'll probably start meeting with him and getting his brain picked before he leaves us for good. So we have what we need to get going next year. So
and now he's in he's serving in the Navy at the NAS Fallon.
Yes,
so he'll be transferred somewhere else soon.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's going back east. When that happens, I don't know for sure when. It could be January 1st. It could be March 1st, it could be, you know.
But he's going to have an effect on things that you do that are going to leave a lasting effect on the program?
I hope so, yeah, at all, because, I mean, he's very intelligent, he's smart. I mean, he ran that stuff at such a high level, you know, and he showed us some things that we can do, and I think it did help, you know, I think it really did help.
So next summer, when you get ready and start your off-season conditioning program? Are you're going to be taking kids to camps? Are you going to have a camp here again like you've had the past few years?
We'd like to. That's what we'll find out that second semester. We'll find out, first of all, we got a different summer break. We got a different summer schedule. We actually get a little bit longer summer. So we're going to see how everything falls in. We got to get the dates from the NIAA when we can start. So I'll be doing after Christmas break, I think, to start, get another big calendar and get it all laid out and start marking it in when we can start forming up game plans of what we're going to be doing.
Is that a big part of what you guys do is go to camps or had it, I know you've taken a couple of quarterbacks to camps in the past and
yeah, that's the other we got to just start rounding up that information. Where are these camps being held at? How much money does it cost? Is Coach Camp, is he going to be able to bring his guys down again for our camp? If he wants to do that again, I mean, that's all the stuff that we'll be working on in the spring. I don't plan on doing track this year, but I wasn't planning on doing it last year, and I ended up doing it. So we'll find out. That right there will probably tell me, what we can expect as far as what we're going to be doing in the summer. Then I can start lining out dates, when we're going to start summer conditioning, how long we're going to go for. We've only been going for 4 weeks, and before we were doing like 7. So we've had to cut that down. And then that can also help determine what kind of teaching we get done in the summer too. So there's a lot of stuff we got to get going on, and maybe exploring some things like 7-on-7 leagues, passing leagues, that kind of stuff. We'll have to, just see how the other schools, if they're receptive to it, if they're willing to come in and participate, maybe at our place or get something set up with them. So that's what we're looking at.
And then you guys had your banquet, you had some kids that got some awards, yep. And can you just mention a couple of those?
Well, when you're 4-6, and there's other teams, and you go into the playoffs in sixth place, that means there's 5 teams above you. So there's that old saying, to the victors go the spoils, and that's really what happens. We didn't have all the numbers that we wanted to, but we did. We did okay for, coming in sixth place. I'd have to pull the thing off. I'd hate to give you a name and then miss somebody now, but we did. We didn't have any first teamers, but we did have a few on second team, and then we had quite a few on honorable mention.
Do you give team awards?
No. That's one thing I liked. I really liked when Jeff took over is, kind of eliminated that. It just makes it a lot easier. We don't feel like we play favorites or anything like that, but it kind of eliminates all that kind of stuff that we're playing favorites or whatever. So we let the other coaches through the All League Awards. We let them get that squared away. So now what I'm working on, you saw when you came in here, working on some kids if they're interested in going to play after high school. Mm-hmm. We start looking for schools with them, and I help them out with that.
So you have a handful of kids that are getting some interest, or are they looking for spots?
It's really early right now. I mean, there's some schools, like Eastern Oregon, just got done playing Saturday. So, they haven't even had a chance to catch their breath. And then there's other schools that they're kind of in that relaxation period right now. They're getting coaches are taking a little time off and everything. So, but they'll start on the recruiting trail here pretty quick. And, in fact, I got another coach coming through here either Thursday or Friday, and I got to get some kids set up.
So the way that works, do you kind of cast a net and let people know that you have kids that are interested and then they respond, or does it go the other way?
It goes both. It really goes both. I make contact with as many coaches that I know personally, and just to open that door so that, our kids have a chance, it used to be when you send film out, I don't even know how much they'd even look at all that film, to be honest with you. But, if I know a coach, then you say, oh, this is from Coach Ward, he might throw his tape in and give it a little extra time to take a look at it. So that's all I'm hoping for.
And then the last thing, you mentioned Eastern Oregon finished their season, but you've got a couple of kids on that team. Mm-hmm. And How have some of the guys that have played here that are still out there, you know, how have they done?
Well, I tell you, I think Skylar Williams started off the year really good. He had a few touchdown catches and everything. He was getting lots of playing time, but I think he got injured. You know, I think he got injured. I think he hurt his knee. You know, so I think he had to get some surgery and, you know, get mended up. And then Anthony, I think he got injured too. Calvin Connors from Winnemucca got injured pretty good. They actually put him in a cast. He didn't break his ankle, but I think he sprained it so bad that they actually casted him up there. So, I mean, the kids around the area, they were started off pretty good, but they got buggered up a little bit this year. So,
you have a couple of other guys playing elsewhere that you've not kept up with?
Not right now. I think those are the only two right now. There's a few baseball kids that are out there. I don't think we have any basketball kids. We still got a couple wrestlers out there in Iowa that are wrestling. I think this is their senior year. So we still got a few kids. We got to get some more out there.
Maybe you get a handful off of this year. And
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
So we got to start finding our homes.
All right. Well, thanks.
All right, Robert.